This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم لا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك. My beloved fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers and honorable youth, I greet you all with the universal greetings of love and peace and respect and tolerance and understanding and mercy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I just heard this morning a person that embraced Islam and he also delivered a Jumu'ah in Johannesburg. And he says, we are really people of peace. So when we say Assalamu alaikum, we say to the world that we are people of peace. Alhamdulillah. The deen of Islam is all about peace. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the favors that Allah has bestowed upon us. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for gathering us again in the masjid for Jumu'ah. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the greatest favor. And that is that Allah has guided us to the deen of Islam. وَنَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. And we bear testimony that no one has got the right to be worshipped except Allah alone. And we also bear testimony that our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final and the greatest Messenger of Allah, Al-Qa'il, the one that said, أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة. The people closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, and the people first in line to receive my Shafa'ah. Rasulullah is going to intercede and ask Allah, Ya Allah, grant that person to go to Jannah, grant this one to go to Jannah. But the people first in line to receive the shafa'ah of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam are those people who have put the most salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So please join us again in putting salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin nabi وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala hadha al-Nabi al-Kareem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this holy hour of Jumu'ah to put salawat and salam and barakah on our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on all the brothers of Rasulullah, of the Anbiya and Mursaleen and all their families and friends. Wa ahsanallah khitami wa khitamakum wa khitam al-Muslimin. We also ask Allah to grant me and your honorable selves and each and every Muslim in this world the most beautiful ending. And may Allah grant us to be raised the day of Qiyamah under the banner of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amma ba'd fa ya ibadallah, after that, O beloved servants of Allah, ittaqullah mastata'atum, always be conscious of Allah and always be fearful to do or to say anything wrong in front of Allah. Be mindful of Allah. and be obedient to Allah. For indeed, in the whole world, no one is more happier and no one is more successful than the one that is obedient to Allah and obedient to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولُ فِي مُحْكَمِ تَنْزِيلِهِ. And know well that Allah subhanahu says in the Holy Quran, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا حتى إذا بلغ أشده وبلغ 40 سنة قال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Indeed, Allah has spoken the truth. And Allah says to us in the Holy Quran, and we have enjoined, in other words, we have made it compulsory on man, in other words, all of mankind, each and every person, to be kind to your mother and to your father. And one of the reasons why you need to be kind to them, Allah says immediately, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. Your mother carried you for 9 months, pain beyond pain. And when she gave birth to you, she experienced the most severe pain. The only pain that is more painful is the pain of death. That is how your mother brought you into this world. So be kind and good and respectful and obedient to your mother and your father. وَحَمْلُوا وَفِصَالُوا 30 شَهْرًا. Allah says the carrying of the child and his weaning, it went on for 30 months. 30 شَهْرًا. حتى إذا بلغ أشده. So this person, at the age of full strength, he was a baby, became a young man, a young girl, or at least when he's 40 years old, Allah says, then that person will say, ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت. Oh Allah, my creator, grant me to be thankful to thee, Ya Allah, for all the favors that you have bestowed upon me. Oh Allah, and grant me to be thankful for the parents that you gave me, Ya Allah. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا, and grant me to do the good deeds that will satisfy you. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي, and oh Allah, grant my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, my progeny, to be of the salihin. Inni tubtu ilayka, I've returned to you, Allah. Wa inni min al-muslimin, and I am those people who are subservient to you, Ya Allah. I submit to you, Ya Allah. It's such an important dua. All of us, we must learn the dua. I can proudly say that as the imam of this masjid, we read this dua every morning after Fajr. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa an a'mala salihan tardahu wa aslih li fi dhurriyyati inni tubtu ilayka wa inni minal muslimin. Wa qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man lam yashkur an-nas lam yashkur Allah. Those people who are not grateful and thankful to other people, to human beings, for example, to your mother and to your sisters and your brothers and your neighbors and your friends, and the list goes on, then you are not really thankful towards Allah. So my dear ones, today we would like to speak about this amazing and beautiful and much needed quality, and that is to be grateful, to be thankful, and to be appreciative. Or appreciative. Make it part of your character. to be grateful and thankful. This life, in other words, the beauty of this life and the success of this life is all about having a beautiful character. And I'm saying for the second time and the third time, make this part of your beautiful character to be grateful and thankful always. So where do we start in being grateful and thankful? And the answer is, without doubt, we start by thanking our Creator, Allah, at all times. And be consistent in your gratefulness towards Allah. And be eloquent and expressive in thanking Allah. Be in the moment. And this is a very important word or phrase. Be in the moment. In other words, when you thank Allah, then say it with feeling and with emotions and presence of mind. Just not by the way, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. You say alhamdulillah, you mean it, all praise and thanks due to Allah. I'm so grateful to Allah. Say, for example, and that's this what I mean, be expressive when you thank Allah. Say, for example, oh Allah, my creator, my sustainer, I thank thee for creating me. I didn't even exist. I was nothing, but you brought me into existence, Ya Allah. And I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful, Ya Allah, that you have created me. Say, for example, oh Allah, I thank thee for choosing me to be a Muslim. I can't thank you enough, Ya Allah. I can't imagine being a kafir, a mushrik, a disbeliever, an idol worshipper, but you have chosen me to be a Muslim, Ya Allah. Alhamdulillah. Say, for example, oh Allah, I thank thee for choosing your most beloved and the best of creation to be my prophet and my leader. Oh Allah, I thank thee for the beautiful parents that you gave me, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, I thank thee for the children that you gave me, Ya Allah. You know, this is so crucial. And Allah is teaching us, the Quran is a book of guidance. And that's why Allah says to us in the Quran what Nabi Ibrahim said. Nabi Ibrahim said in Surah Ibrahim, Alhamdulillah alladhi wahaba li ala al-kibri Ismail wa Ishaq. All praise and thanks are due to Allah, that Allah's granted me at an old age my two sons, Ismail and Ishaq. The Nabis was, they were expressive. They didn't say just alhamdulillah. No, they were outspoken and expressive and eloquent to thank Allah. It's so wonderful, wonderful to have a conversation to Allah and go into detail. My dear ones, look at the lifestyle of our beloved Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at how long, long hours Rasulullah stood in the middle of the night in salah. 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. Until even sometimes blood came out of the feet of Rasulullah. Sometimes his feet were swollen up. And out of pity for Rasulullah, his beloved wife, our mother, Sayyidina Aisha, said to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, why all this? And you are the greatest of creation. And Allah is, if you have done something wrong, Allah has already forgiven you. And even if you're going to do something wrong, Allah has already forgiven you. You know what was the answer for Rasulullah? أفلا أكون عبدا شكورا؟ Shouldn't I be grateful and thankful to Allah? That Allah has chosen me to be Rasulullah. That Allah has chosen me to be the most beloved of Allah. Shouldn't I be grateful? So out of gratefulness and thankfulness, that is part of the reason why Rasulullah stood for long hours. Every morning, look at the lifestyle of Rasulullah. Every morning without fail, when Rasulullah woke up, the first thing he said, Alhamdulillah. The very first thing, I thank Allah. I'm grateful to Allah. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyani ba'da ma amat. I thank Allah that Allah has given me life after Allah has taken me away. In another narration, Rasulullah used to say, Alhamdulillah alladhi radda alayya ruhi. I thank Allah that Allah has returned my soul. وَعَافَانِي فِي جَسَدِي. And Allah has restored my health in my body. وَأَذِنَ لِي بِذِكْرِي. And Allah has given me permission to thank Allah. Look at the details. I spoke earlier about we need to be expressive and eloquent. Ya Allah, I thank, Rasulullah says, I thank thee for giving me permission to remember you. Allahu Akbar. So Jamaat Muslimin, being extremely and consistent in your thanks is so important. Because Allah Subhan says in the Quran, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ إِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Only a few people are really, really thankful to me. Only a few people are extremely thankful to me. My dear ones, did we realize that same word that Allah speaks about us, shakur, only a few of people Shakur. The very same word is one of the 99 beautiful names of Allah. Ash-Shakur. What's the meaning of Ash-Shakur? Allah is the most thankful. Allah is the most grateful. The most appreciative. Subhanallah. Ye Allah is the one who appreciates the smallest deeds with an unlimited appreciation. Subhanallah. Ye Allah is the one who gives abundantly in response to little. I'm just going to give one example. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, if a person takes wudu, proper wudu, and he says after the wudu, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله, then Allah will open the 8 doors of the Jannah for you. So little, not salah yet, not even a salah. We're not talking about the salah, we're not talking about fasting or Ramadan or Hajj. Just wudu, then Allah will open the 8 doors of the Jannah for you. Allah is Ash-Shakur, the most grateful, the most thankful. And He, Allah, is the one who is in need of nobody. And everybody are in need of Allah. But Allah is still the most grateful and the most thankful. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Listen to this amazing hadith of Rasulullah about how Allah is thankful. The Nabi Muhammad says there was a person who was on the brink of death. So he found a fountain of water. He went down the pit of water. He went down and he drank of the water and he survived. When he came out of the pit, he saw a dog that is in the same state that he was, on the brink of death. He went back. He gave the water to the dog. Listen to what the Nabi Muhammad says. فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. So Allah was so grateful for what he did. فَغَفَرَهُ. And Allah forgave all his sins and he will go to Jannah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. But dear ones, listen. Or let me rather say, please listen to this, to these amazing words of Allah. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. When you are grateful, when you are thankful to Allah, then Allah will definitely increase you and increase you. Allahu Akbar. At the end of the day, or the end of the week, or the end of the month, when you receive the money or your wages or whatever you make profit of business, and you raise your hand and says, Ya Allah, I thank thee for the rizq that you've given, that you have given me, Ya Allah. And Allah is going to increase you, increase you. If you every day say, Ya Allah, I thank thee for the health, for the gesondheid wat u vir my begin het, Allah will definitely increase your health. Oh Allah, I thank thee every morning when you stand up. Oh Allah, I thank thee that you have protected my house. You've protected my family. You've protected my belongings. Allah will increase your protection and your security. When you go to work or to school or to university and you arrive safely, you say, Ya Allah, I thank thee for granting me to reach my destination safely. When you come back home, you thank Allah. And Allah will increase you and increase you. Allahu Akbar. And the list goes on. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ. In the same ayah, Allah says, but if you are ungrateful, Allah doesn't say Allah is going to decrease you. Allah says, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيد. My punishment is very severe. Allah loves people that are grateful and thankful. And Allah don't like people that are ungrateful. My dear ones, I want to take you back to the hadith that we've done earlier. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Those who do not thank people, then you are not grateful to Allah. So we started to be thankful to Allah. And then Allah wants us also to be thankful to our fellow human beings. So show your appreciation to your parents. Now and then, or even if you do it daily, morning, evening, mama, mommy, or daddy, I just want to say, I'm very grateful what mommy is doing. Mommy is going out of your way for me, mommy. And all the du'as that mommy and daddy, Abi, makes for me, I'm very grateful and thankful. You can say to your uncle, your cousin, your nephew, your niece, your grandfather, your grandmother, don't take things for granted. Have that beautiful quality of expressing your thanks, especially to your loved ones. Show your appreciation even to your children. If your children has done something good, be thankful. The reason why I make this point is because I talk about personal experience. I had the honor to cut the toenails of my mother. And every time, may Allah grant the Jannah to those and all our mothers and fathers. And every time when I did it, my mother would not just say shukran, my mother would grab, would take me close to her, to her body. She would kiss me here on my forehead and she says, shukran, my kind. So beautiful. And I would remember it for the rest of my life. My mother didn't even take it for granted that you are my son, you must just do it. No, she thanked me every time. Allahu Akbar. So show appreciation to all human beings and compliment them. And when they do something good, recognize the efforts and encourage them to go on. with the good. Allahu Akbar. So Jamaat Muslimin, may Allah grant us that this Jumu'ah today is not going to be just another Jumu'ah. That is not the purpose of the Jumu'ah. The purpose of the Jumu'ah is that every Friday and every week we must become better people. Every Friday after every Jumu'ah, we must implement that was said about what Allah says and Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. So work on this beautiful quality to be grateful and thankful to Allah. The Nabi Muhammad says to us that when a person says in the morning, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqika faminka wahdaka la sharika lak falaka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Oh Allah, whatever's happened to me this morning of blessings and health and favors, it is only to me and to every person in this world, it only comes from you, Ya Allah. To you belong all thanks and praise. If you say that in the morning, Rasulullah says, then you have thanked Allah for the whole day. And tonight, when you say, Allahumma ma amsa bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqika, oh Allah, whatever happened to me tonight of blessings and favors and goodness, and to any person in this world, it is only from you, Ya Allah, and all praise and thanks belong to you, Ya Allah. Then you've thanked Allah for the whole night. So once again, Jamaatul Muslimin, before we begin to conclude, I want to say again and appeal again to each and everyone, and to me first, that we must develop this beautiful quality of being grateful and thankful to Allah. And listen to the word, Shakur. Allah says, only a few of my slaves are really, a lot of people are thankful and grateful, but they are not Shakur. They are Shakirin. They're thankful, grateful, but they're not in depth. They're not serious about thanking Allah and speaking to Allah with their hearts and really every day. And but whenever they have the opportunity, Allahu Akbar. I'm thinking now about a friend of my beloved father, Butawapa. It only comes from you, from Ya Kalbai. Allah. Tawapa. To you belong all thanks and praise. If you say that, every second word that came out of the mouth of Butawapa is Alhamdulillah. Whole day, he says, Alhamdulillah. But Akasim was at Fiskafang, Alhamdulillah. And to raise him, he received, Alhamdulillah. And Akasim to come astrach, Alhamdulillah. Every second word or phrase is, Alhamdulillah. And I was present. And Butawapa is not an ordinary person. He's not a teacher or a doctor or a sheikh or a maulana. Just an ordinary person. But at the janazah, I saw the beautiful noor of Butawapa. He was more beautiful in the akhirah than he was on the dunya because of that word, Alhamdulillah. My dear ones, allow me now to also encourage each and everyone to look after the house of Allah. This is one of the ways that you will be considered that your heart is connected to the house of Allah. Because you give sadaqah and you give money always for the upkeep of the house of Allah, for the maintenance of the house of Allah. Any person that looks after the house of Allah, Allah will look after your house and Allah will build for you a house in Jannah. So don't keep back when it comes to the masjid. And we are very proud to say that Alhamdulillah, they are shakirin, they thankful, grateful, but they're not in like depth. A pledge line. They're not for the masjid on the 28th. So don't keep back when it comes to the masjid.
Are going to be live on Facebook, for example,
and we are very proud
and
to
on
say
social media
that Alhamdulillah,
you can phone in or you
are shakirin,
say I'm thankful, I'm grateful,
but they're not in depth. Pledge line. They're not
for the masjid on the 28th.
So don't keep back.
I don't care
when it comes to the masjid.
I'm going to be live on Facebook, for example,
and we are very proud to say
money won't decrease.
It will only
be a shakirin,
and you thank
the house of Allah,
but they're not in depth. Pledge line. They're not
for the masjid on the 28th.
So don't keep back.
I don't care
when it comes to the masjid.
I'm going to be live on Facebook.
Say, Ya Allah, please give me more time, Ya Allah. Just a little more time. And the very first thing he's gonna say, فَأَصَدَّقَ. Oh Allah, give me more time so that I can make sadaqah. That is how great sadaqah is in the eyes of Allah.
So don't keep back.
When you come to the masjid, and give me more time if I can be, Ya Allah, of the salihin. Just a little more time.
Jawad Muslim, especially from our brothers and sisters that frequent this masjid, we would love you to be of those people that open your heart and open your pockets. And I'm saying again, these are the words of Rasulullah. Giving sadaqah, your money will never decrease. It will only increase. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Aywa lahiba, tubu ila Allah wa staghfiru. Make tawbah to Allah. Return to Allah. And ask Allah for forgiveness. فَإِنَّ رَسُولَكُمْ قَالْ. For indeed our beloved Nabi Muhammad said, كُلُّ بْنِ آدَمْ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِنَّ التَّوَّابُونَ. Each and every child of Nabi Adam makes mistakes and wrongdoings, but the best of them are those who return to Allah. I'm so appreciative, I'm thankful to one of our fathers and brothers in the masjid who reminded me this morning about the 6 points guarantee to the Jannah. Because I almost forgot about it. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, اِدْمَنُوا لِسِتَّنْ أَتْمَنَّكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Guarantee for me 6, and I will guarantee you the Jannah. أَوْفُوا إِذَا أَهَدْتُمْ. When you make a promise, carry out your promise. اُسْدُكُوا إِذَا حَدَّثْتُمْ. When you speak the truth. The third one, carry out your responsibilities. And I'm saying again and every time, me as a husband and you as a husband, your responsibility is to love and to honor and respect your wife. We as mothers and fathers, our responsibility is to look after our children, to raise them in the love of Allah and the love of Rasulullah. The fourth one, Rasulullah says, guarantee for me you're going to protect your private parts. In today's world, most of the people of the world, they are busy with zina, immoral sex. Astaghfirullah. Married men and women, young boys and girls, everybody's busy with sex, immoral sex. But alhamdulillah, we the people of Iman, out of honor and out of respect for Allah, we will never put our private parts in a woman that is haram. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَمْ فِي صَلَاتِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِدُونَ وَالَّذِينَمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَمْ لِفُرُوجِمْ حَافِذُونَ. The mu'minun, they have passed to Jannah, Allah says. And the fourth quality of the people that will go to Jannah, they have protected their private parts. And Allah is fully aware. The fifth one, Rasulullah says, guarantee for me you're going to lower your gaze. And this reminder, we don't need every Friday,
We need it every day because we live in a time of fitna. We live in a time, the women out there, most of them, they are dressed in a way that they want you to look at them. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is a time, it's a challenging time. Rasulullah says, you guarantee for me, you lower your gaze, you don't look at haram, you don't look at pornography. And this reminder, don't blame me if I give it every time, because there are so many Muslims that are looking at pornography. Astaghfirullah. If you are one of them, Allah has given you a chance again to stop looking at pornography. Because like people are addicted to drugs, there are some people that are addicted to pornography. Astaghfirullah. La hawla wa la quwwata. The last one, Rasulullah says, guarantee for me, you're going to keep your family together. Don't allow anything to come between you and your sister, you and your brother, you and your uncle, any family member, whatever they've done of wrong, have a forgiving heart, forgive them, so that you can keep the family together. So what Muslim, we once again end off to say to our brothers and sisters here in the masjid and those on social media, if you are still of those people that are not making your salah 5 times per day, we again appeal to you in the name of Allah and in the name of Rasulullah to make that decision today, that you from today onwards, you're not going to miss one salah. And once you have made that decision and you abide and you stick to that decision, you are going to be of the most happiest people in this world and more especially in the akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Jawad Muslim, we've been asked by the family of Buta Rashad Imandin, Buta Yachi. Today he has passed on 100 days and he was one of our first muaddinin at this masjid and also working as a plumber at this masjid. We make dua, Allah must grant Buta Rashad, Buta Yachi, Noor in his qabr, and may Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. I was also asked to say that the details are on the screen if people want to pledge before the 28th. The details will be on the screen, inshaAllah. This is another reminder, Shamatul Muslimin, and that is that the honey and the best of honey, black seed honey, is still available for 80 rand outside the masjid after Jummah, inshaAllah. We're also going to make special dua for our sister Rashima Zoutenberg, who is the wife of Nazim Zoutenberg, who is a regular Musalli and a beloved brother of this masjid. May Allah grant Noor and Qabr. She also was a very strong woman and very dedicated woman. Her husband told me that Rashima is a person, any person, whether it's young or old, Muslim or non-Muslim, that seeks help or needs help, she's always there. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And another person that also regular Musalli and especially Jummah, Buta Ismail Norton, was always in the masjid. He also passed on. May Allah grant also him Noor in Qabr and Jannatul Firdaus. And the son of Buta Mustaqim Barnes and Aunty Waraldiya Ashraf, also in this week, passed on. May Allah grant all of them to be of the shuhada. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And lastly, can Sheikh please make dua for my daughter Bilqis Jones for her birthday yesterday, for 15th birthday, and Allah keep her on the straight Sarat Mustaqim. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And on the ruh of Abdul Qadir Parker, may Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.